On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning on a rainy Wednesday morning. It's 97.1. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass, Jeremy Otto on the updates. We got to hope for more rain later tonight, John. Can I get you to do a rain dance?
No, because I'm opposed.
What do you mean you're opposed?
I'm opposed to cancellations.
So tonight, Scooble's on the mound, and you may be thinking, Jim, why in the world do you want to rain out these people who are going to the ballpark tonight?
Yes.
You know, well, people who are wondering, guys, if they get rained out tonight, we can get Scooble Skeens tomorrow at Comerica Park.
You could.
If the managers have any guts, they'll put them toe-to-toe.
There's a couple of scenarios that could happen. One, the game goes on tonight as planned, and Scooble dominates.
Sure.
Scenario two, the game gets canceled tonight, and there's a doubleheader tomorrow.
Right.
And in that scenario, Scooble could pitch game one, Skeens game two. In your world, where I live in this world as well, where I would love to see Scooble and Skeens pitch against each other, there is a chance that whether, you know, their manager,
Don Kelly,
would move Skeens up.
Why not?
To that first game, or maybe AJ Hinch would move Scooble back to that second game. We could get a Scooble Skeens. You could have who many predict will be the two Cy Young Award winners this year going head to head. Which would be awesome.
Don Kelly and AJ Hinch are close. They text. No one blinks. Put them head to head, toe to toe. We got to have a rain out tonight. So for everybody that's not named John Jansen, get your rain dance going today.
I want the game tonight. I don't want to wait. Sorry.
Wait.
Call me selfish.
Wait half a day and we'll get the matchup everybody wants at Comerica Park.
And I understand, okay, more is always better. You get two games tomorrow. But I'd rather have a game tonight.
Mr. Instant Gratification.
Yeah.
Can't wait for the game to be rained out.
Yeah. Or you're just hoping for a short show for Doug and Gator?
Always. You know, I'm always looking out for those guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, last night the Tigers played a game. They won the game, and there was a party in the clubhouse afterwards. Balloons for Javi Baez. He reached 10 years service time, which means he gets like a pension and all that other good stuff. They're also celebrating because he had two home runs.
Yeah.
And John, he is the best story on the best team in all of baseball.
He is. And whether you want to call it a redemption story, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
It's amazing because coming to Detroit, now there were a lot of people that didn't necessarily want him signed in Detroit to begin with. There were others that thought maybe he was the second or third best. It was the contract, whatever the issue was when they signed him 3 years ago. There were some people that thought, okay, this is going to be an upgrade. And in the initial game against the White Sox, hey, game-winning, you know, hit off the wall. This is what we signed up for. And then it was 3 years of one of the worst hitters in baseball. 3 years of errors in the field. 3 years of just talking about worst contract, worst free agent signing, worst of everything. For the relationship between Javi Baez, the fans, between Javi Baez and the Detroit Tigers. And now, all of a sudden, we're sitting there with the best record in Major League Baseball, the biggest gap between division leader and whoever's in second place at the moment in this division. And Javi Baez is a huge part of the success of this team. In the field, no matter where he's playing, at the plate, and it's usually the bottom of the lineup, and AJ said, I'm not moving him around. It's working. We're going to stick with it. Is this not the greatest return to respectability?
AJ will be on the show tomorrow. A little programming note. But yes, he has talked about Javi Baez's impact on this baseball team. It's infectious. You know, he's a guy who certainly rides the wave. John, they rally around him too. Like last night, after the game, Jake Rogers, we have the audio, had some fun with Javi. He took one of those balloons, and he took the helium from the balloon and decided that he would ask a question. You could hear Helium Rogers echoing, I think, in the showers or something at the end of the clip. But they're rallying around this guy, and we have a couple questions with Javi. The first is he the best story on the best team? I say he is, but you could highlight somebody else. And then the other question is, and this is from Gov, which surprised me because he's captain of the Parker Meadows fan club. Should Javi be playing more center field while Parker is struggling? There's a baseball component to this too.
Yes, and this is a very first look at this. Okay, so we're not burying Parker Meadows. He's only had 45 at-bats so far. But if this gets to 120 at-bats and it's still looking like a 133 average and a sub-500 OPS, you got to consider Javi potentially playing center field more over Meadows. That's insane.
Yeah, but then I'm getting more Trey Sweeney, who's not exactly hitting either.
Well, you get Vierling back in the mix, and you start, you know, tinkering around here a little bit. What's the better lineup in totality? And if Javi's drop-off defensively isn't that much...
And it's not. He's played a really good center field.
Right. Then you have to at least consider it. Again, just
we're talking
first
about,
look at this.
Like the idea that Javi is the cure-all. I mean, there couldn't have been a bigger problem on this baseball team a year ago, and now he's the solution. Well, if a center fielder's not hitting, if we don't have a shortstop, if you need someone over at third base in a pinch, if you need something, look to Javi. 800 OPS Javi.
Right.
In June. I mean, this is a fairy tale what's going on with this guy.
Let's just go back, not even just 3 months in spring training, but let's go back to last year when after the Little League World Series, and the Tigers are on this historic miracle run. They announced that Javi Baez was well enough after his surgery that he was going to be in the clubhouse. Mm-hmm. And at the time, it wasn't just us saying it.
Keep
it was
away.
Fans. Keep him away. The mojo's no good. No, just get rid of him. Don't allow him. Lock the doors. Change the keys. Throw it away. And they loved the fact that he was there. He's a leader in the clubhouse. He's a guy that has said, I'll play anywhere, and he kind of needed to,
yeah.
But I'll play anywhere, and I'm going to go out there and give it my best effort no matter what you ask of me.
No, I just said the other day, I still have a little resentment towards him. I mean, 3 years of that?
Yeah.
You know, he had one of the worst OPSs in the history of the game last year at one point. I think he was sub 500 too. I mean, it's for an everyday player.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Look, I don't think he's undone 3 years of misery. I don't. But this is what we wanted to see.
Well, you don't hold grudges in life. I mean, the guy, good for him. I mean, yeah. What a story. He's one of the best redemption stories, I think, in Detroit sports. I think this is going to hold. He's on pace to get 20 to 25 home runs. That's crazy.
Yeah, there'll be some streaks. He's a streaky hitter.
Right.
But yeah, if he can give you 20-plus homers, be a positive defender wherever he plays, come up with a clutch knock here or there.
I mean, it's June 18th. I don't think this is going away. And we made the point just the other day, I'll reiterate it again. Guys that are usually trying to come back from something and be who they used to be usually find their power last. The 9 home runs are since early May. He didn't hit a home run in May. So there might be more to this than even... there's no reason to think he would go backwards at this point. If he's this player now... The hip surgery worked. Well, I mean, we mocked it and said, yeah, that's going to fix his eyes. We all sounded like a bunch of idiots. So did everybody else. I don't know anybody who stood by him.
No, nobody. And that's the thing. You could highlight Torkelson as a great story, and I think he is. And,
sure.
And Tork's probably, in my mind, a more deserving all-star. But nobody was down on Tork the way they were down on Javi. Tork, you could go, well, he did hit 30 in a Tiger uniform, and he's still young, and he's a number one pick. And he very much still had to earn his way onto the roster this year. But nobody thought Javi should even be given the chance. Buy his ass out. We were way harder on Javi. And the fact that he's a borderline all-star, the fact that he's one of these clubhouse guys that the team loves and he's delivering and the fan base is back on board, it's remarkable. Best story on the best team. John, you want people to talk about if this has repaired their relationship with Javi? I think that's a fun conversation too.
Yeah. I mean, where are the fans on this right now? Where are you with your, fan relationship with Javi? Have you, did you get your Fear Javier t-shirt? Are you buying the Javi Baez jersey?
You're voting for him in the All-Star game.
Yeah. I mean, and I think the jersey conversation is kind of one that always comes up because that's a commitment, mm-hmm. right? They're not cheap. Are you, at this point, ready to buy a Javi jersey?
248-539-9797. Good conversation. Javi delivers 2 home runs last night. It's 97-1.
If you woke up this morning, you just not feeling good about yourself. Maybe you avoid being in pitchers because we've talked about graduation season. Graduation pitchers are a thing. We've talked about the summer and the fact that you're going to be getting in a bathing suit. Maybe you don't like the way you look in your bathing suit. You don't even want to get in one. You could be down 40 pounds in just 40 days. Just imagine what that would look like, what it would feel like. That's right. You could lose up to 40 pounds in 40 days with Ideal You. And I know this program really works because I lost 50 in those 40 days with Ideal You. Book today and Ideal You is going to give you a free body composition analysis. It's $150 value, absolutely free. Book your free consultation right now at idealyou.us. They're going to pair you with a weight loss coach and build a plan that works for you. And it's one that you can keep going with even after those 40 days. I'm 3 years into it. I'm down 70 pounds. I've been able to keep the weight off. Ideal You is different than other weight loss companies because it works and it works fast. Lose up to 40 pounds in 40 days and be happy getting in your bathing suit, taking those pictures this summer. Book your free consultation right now at idealyou.us to get your body composition analysis. $150 value, absolutely free.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Send it to outer space. Dan Dickerson on the call. Riley Green going yard. Good morning, 97.1. It's a muggy, wet Wednesday. If it carries into tonight, Scooble skiing's tomorrow?
Possibly.
Some people are upset. They go, I'm going to the game tonight. How dare you?
Yeah.
Rain dance, people. Rain dance.
I'm watching the game tonight, so how dare you?
Rain dance. 248-539-9797. Riley Green, not the only one to go yard yesterday. Javi Baez, two homers. Mm-hmm. And they're partying with the balloons in the clubhouse, 10 years of service for Javi. It's just another reminder how great this story has been. It's the best story on the best team. And John, you've asked people, has this repaired your relationship with Javi? Because the fans, and I'm not blaming the fans, we're there with them, wanted this guy nowhere near Comerica Park.
Yeah, they wanted him exiled. Get out of Detroit. Don't ever come back.
Texter says, my wife never gave up on him. Stood by Javi since day one. We'd get into heated arguments, and I thought he was a waste. Of course, she ends up being right. Thanks, Javier.
Mm.
How about this guy?
Yeah. I mean, he might be extremely lucky. One,
he's with a woman loyal enough not to give up on Javi Baez.
Yeah, probably not going to give up on him either.
Yeah, no matter what happens.
Got yourself a good one there.
Matt, good morning. You're on 97.1. What are you thinking?
Morning, guys. You got like Baez, you got Javier, the batter, and you got Javi, the infielder. He's like two split personality people. When he's bad, I'm rooting for Javier. And in the field, he's Javi to me.
What does that mean? He's not playing well enough in the field for you? I know he had the error last night.
He's a great batter when he's Javier, and he's awesome when he's Javi.
Oh, okay.
Two kind of split personalities. You know, when he bats, I'm rooting for Javier, not Javi. And then in the field, rooting for Javi.
Oh, so Javi, the fielder, is a good fielder, but Javier, the batter, is the good batter.
That's why I was asking a question, too.
Yeah,
I was
confused.
Matt, whatever we got to do, I mean, it's working.
It's jumping through a lot of hoops on that one.
He's El Mago in the field. It's magic. Mm-hmm. No, it really is like out of a fairy tale that this guy is getting celebrated in the clubhouse after a big-time performance. And it is June now. It's officially not, well, it's early.
Right.
He's sustaining an 800 OPS right now in June. For a player who was the worst hitter in all of baseball a season ago on a bad contract that we're all begging them to buy out. It's remarkable.
And don't dismiss the center field thing. Like, I remember when that was thrown out there that they were going to try it, we all kind of laughed.
Oh, yeah.
But we had gotten a few texts even about it. And I'm like, I'm going to give these to Jim and see if he'll read them. And he wouldn't. Because they had zero credibility. I mean, it's...
Well, because he'd never played center field. Never in his career.
It's like, yeah, sure. Sure, coach, put me in center field. It's like, what kind of sideshow is this about to be, right?
Right. Now I'm entertaining the thought, at least, hey, are we looking at him playing over Meadows, at least on a righty-lefty type thing?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not giving up on Meadows by any means. Way too few at-bats for this year. But my love for him is the fact that he should be their leadoff hitter if he's playing at his best. He does so many things for them. If he leads off against a right-handed pitcher, and then he maybe sits down like seventh or so against a lefty because he's still, his defense and You know, and that's the player that he was last year when he came back up after the injury.
So, I mean, in full context as well of what was going on in spring training, they had moved Colt Keith to first base. And it was basically, hey, you know, Torque is got a roster spot for now, but he's going to start in AAA. And then Torque was hitting in spring training. Injuries happen. They put him in right field, which that was like, oh my gosh, what is going on? Like, this season is over before it even began. And that didn't seem to be, obviously it didn't stick because we haven't seen him in right field. But right after that is when they moved Javi to center. And I think if you hadn't had that Torque experience in right field, maybe moving Javi to center would have felt better at the time. It's obviously worked out.
Yeah, it just felt like they were grasping at straws, desperate, trying to find something to stick. We go, oh boy, we haven't even started the season yet. And they're both bright spots, Torque and Baez.
Mm-hmm. Let me bring a negative into this.
Oh,
sorry.
No.
Yes, because sometimes they relish.
Meadows.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Meadows is going to return to who he was last year. Javi's going to continue to do this. Vierling comes back.
Where's the negative?
We don't need to make a trade.
Oh, no. Tom, no. We got our reinforcements. Our trade deadline acquisition was Matt Vierling.
Yeah.
And Parker Meadows.
I'm no doctor. And I don't know as much as AJ. Don't know as much as Scott Harris. I got to believe, even if Vierling at the end of the week plays in AAA, does well, they bring him up in another, you know, I don't know, 10 days, 2 weeks, whatever.
All-star break, whatever.
And he does well here. I got to believe that there still is apprehension of, will he be healthy the rest of the season? I don't know that you could go the rest of the season relying on an injury recovery to be 100% through the rest of the year when it hasn't been able to get there through the first half of the season.
Well, let's talk about what it is. It's a shoulder.
Right.
And if I were to highlight the two positions on a baseball field where you really got to have a strong arm.
Center field and third base.
Yeah, or even in the corner. Outfielder and third base, you have to have an arm. You can't have it limited.
It's best if you have two. You could pitch with one.
You could, John.
Yeah, Jim Abbott.
2-4.
Great pitcher. Great dude.
248-539-9797. Hey, you heard in the update that the hockey season's done, right? Florida Panthers win the Stanley Cup. They go back-to-back. Kachuk's already calling it a dynasty. All right, you got to get to three. But anyway, the season's over, and we're officially into the offseason. Mm-hmm. I'd like to take a crack at this. I'd like to impersonate Steve Yzerman and lay out the blueprint for the Red Wing offseason. Kick this thing off right.
Yeah,
we'll do that at 9:02. The Wiser plan. Why not make these moves, Steve? First, Heather with the news.
Did you guys hear about what's going on with Tyler Perry?
No.
Oh, he's being sued for sexual harassment and assault by this man who appeared on some of his TV shows. Derek Dixon claims that Perry made several unwanted sexual advances beginning in 2021. He worked on The Oval and Ruthless. And in one instance, this guy says Perry pinned him against the wall and groped him. In another, he supposedly snuck into bed with him. And in another, he forcibly pulled off his clothes. Mm. He claims that for years, Perry has been, quote, using his power and influence to molest, abuse, and sexually assault impressionable and vulnerable employees and actors who look to him for guidance and mentorship. He wants at least $260 million. Now, Perry's attorneys are saying, hey, this is ridiculous. These are fabricated. And they say that this guy got close to Perry in order to set him up for a scam.
Hmm.
When I saw his name, I was shocked because when I think of Tyler Perry, I think of like this great guy who goes out in the community and he always is like paying it forward, right? Like he's taking care of people's like layaways and things like you always hear these great stories about him. So I was shocked when I saw this story. Last week, a Detroit woman was shot by police after she allegedly shot at a repo man. And this week, she's now facing a felony charge. This woman, a 38-year-old from Detroit, is facing a charge of assault with intent to murder and felony firearm. If she is convicted, she faces up to life in prison.
Yeah, go figure.
Yeah. Groziel's free parkway bridge is closing again to vehicles and pedestrians. It starts this Monday, June 23rd at 7 a.m. It's for phase two of its structural steel repairs, expected to last up to 2 weeks. So, of course, drivers should prepare for, you know, extra travel time. During the closure, all vehicle traffic will be rerouted to the Groziel toll bridge. A local ice cream shop in Redford is serving up their most popular flavor for 1 week only. Mountain Dew Soft Serve.
I don't know if that sounds good.
Yeah, I don't know either. I'm a huge ice cream fan, but I don't know that I would want a Mountain Dew ice cream.
Well, the next part, I can understand why you might say no. It's vegan. Can also be available in a dairy-free option. But they say you can swirl it with vanilla.
Okay.
I don't know. Apparently it's their most popular flavor.
Cream in your Mountain Dew?
Well, it's kind of like, I mean, I've never had it, but that sounds good to me. Adding vanilla ice cream to any pop is not bad.
It's only root beer.
Root beer is the best. I do agree, but
you got Boston Cooler too if you do it with the ginger ale.
No.
No?
No.
Yeah, I think it's good. So anyway, you can go check it out. It's at the Dairy Whip on Plymouth Road.
Yep.
Only available though through Sunday. So if you haven't
got it while it's available,
go get it now. Open from 1 to 10 p.m. Kelsey Grammer, he may be 70 years old, but that's not stopping him from becoming a dad to 8. Yes, he and his wife, Kate Welsh, are expecting their fourth baby together. She is 46.
Okay.
He is 70. So he's got 8 kids, will have 8 kids altogether, ranging in age right now from 41 to 8 years old. So 41 to newborn, coming up soon.
How old are his oldest kids? If he's got
41. 40, yeah.
41 is his oldest, 33, 23, 20, 12, 10, and 8.
So his wife is 5 years older than his oldest child.
That is true.
The first thing I think is like you hope for a safe pregnancy.
Yes.
Because the odds are as you get older, it's harder to have a child. So
she's pretty pregnant. I saw photos of her. I mean, she's got a decent sized baby bump. I don't know how far along she is, but you can tell that she is expecting. Of course, I mean, once you're 35 and up, you're like a geriatric pregnant. That's what they called me. I was like, OK, great. I'm the old one. But it can be you can they monitor you more closely. And
it's bizarre that that's what they call it.
They called you geriatric.
Yeah,
that's awful. That's terrible. To me, that's insulting.
I mean, it might have been more of a joke. I mean, like,
no,
it was with my doctor.
It's a term.
No, I know it's a term and that's what they call it. But like, I don't think he was like, hey, there's my geriatric patient. Like,
no,
we would do it kind of jokingly, my doctor and I. Like, yes. Oh, I mean, like,
I thought that this was like some official term.
Well, it is an official term.
That's wrong. I think that's politically incorrect considering the world we live in today.
I mean,
okay.
I've always found that word insulting.
Geriatric?
Yes.
I liked it. I got way more ultrasounds and extra checkups, so I got to see the baby a whole lot more. I was cool with that. Anyway, congrats to him. It's a handful. Yeah. I guess he's not really parenting
the older
handfuls.
Kids. It's 8 of them.
Can't even call people geriatric anymore because of woke.
Oh, God. All right, that's Heather with the news. 9 o'clock, I will present my off-season plan for the Detroit Red Wings. You can give the verdict. Do I know puck? We want to hear from the hockey elite, the hockey casuals. Instead of saying no and no, I want yes and yes. Two big moves. My off-season plan for the Red Wings. Coming up next, talked about solo play yesterday. And after the show, we continued to talk about it and thought, that is what happened. And we thought, I think there's a conversation to have here.
I'm not sure that's how it went down. We were talking about benefits in the workplace.
Yeah.
Not just solo play.
Right. It's from Heather's News. Yes. We're going to talk about work perks. Continue the conversation next. 97.1. All right. If you're injured in a car accident, you need a law firm that cares about you. It's KG Law. Lawrence KG and his team. They're not your stuffy lawyer types, down-to-earth, approachable people. They are going to look out for you, and they are going to win for you. 98% success rate. Phone number is 877-KG-CARES. You can check them out online, kgcares.com. That's spelled K-A-J-Y. If you or a loved one has been injured in a car accident, call KG Law now, kgcares.com. That's kgcares.com.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Tigers beat the Pirates, back at it tonight if weather holds Tarek Skubal on the mound. If it doesn't hold, could we get Skubal skeins tomorrow?
Possibly.
Come on, don't be cowards. Set it up. Rain dance. 248-539-9797. We'll talk Red Wings offseason. It officially begins, and I will present my grand plan. John, yesterday we were talking about work perks. It was inspired by a story in Heather's News about Gen Z and some of the things they want in the workplace. They wanted a space to hook up with coworkers.
A hookup room.
Yes. I can't imagine many workplaces are offering it, but it led to a conversation about other things that you get at the office. Whether it's, you know, these kitchens or food.
Chef, someone said.
I think
Stoney brought that
he
up.
He did.
Ugh. About chefs at that, like, the Google headquarters. Man, we could use a chef. Can you imagine showing up here at about 4:30 in the morning, and having a hot omelet?
Oh, great.
Or vegan omelet.
No, eat eggs.
Oh, you eat eggs?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Because you're not vegan.
No.
Right.
Yeah.
I like eggs, cheese, yogurt.
Just
all
anti-meat.
Those things. Yes.
Okay.
But I eat fish too.
Is that pescatarian?
Pescatarian.
Okay.
All right. We know you as a ketchup lover. Do you put ketchup on eggs?
Yes,
no.
I do. Ugh. You can give me a whole plate of any type of eggs. Maybe not a fried egg, but scrambled eggs, omelet with the hash browns next to it. And I'll just put ketchup over everything. Just.
I'm all for hot sauce on eggs, but not ketchup. No. A couple of sunny side eggs with some hot sauce.
So you had a geriatric pregnancy, but then your palate is 3 years old.
Exactly. I eat like a child, but I'm considered very old.
Yes. But anyway.
So our question was,
what are the best work perks you have?
Or that you wish you had?
Or do you have the hookup room? Is that a real thing? Does anybody here have a hookup room?
The solo
at
play
work?
Area. If we get one of those phone calls, I would be
They do
shocked.
Not exist.
No,
maybe
but Gen
somebody
Z wants
made them.
Them well, yeah,
exist, right?
Like, inadvertently, the supply closet turned into
right.
248-539-9797. We used to have a basketball court here.
Yes, which was awesome.
Yes, we still have a gym.
We do.
Which, especially when I was working nights and weekends, that was great. You throw the game on, then I'd come on after and
go work out.
Yeah,
go get a swell on.
Yeah. So workout spice, hoops, air hockey. I mean, what are some of the stuff that you guys have? 248-539-9797. What do you want to add?
One of the cool work perks that, I mean, as being a professional athlete that we used to have, and you still do now, is being able to, you know, hop on the team bus and go straight to the plane. You don't have to go through security. You don't have to go through the airport. Going straight to the plane. And it all changed after 9/11. You just used to go right to the stairs. Now you still have to go through security, but it's security that's set up on the tarmac.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Trying to think of some of the other work perks.
When you played in the NFL, I'm sure a bunch of stuff, right?
Oh, yeah. It all kind of seemed like a work perk. It was, you know, they would bring in food for us, you know, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And that's a huge work perk. When I came to the Lions, we didn't have this with the Commanders, Washington football team, whatever, they did have a chef, which was unbelievable. And the amount of guys that would still come in and eat cereal blew my mind. Absolutely blew my mind. You got somebody that will make anything you want, hot to serve, and they would have a bowl of cereal. What? But cereal was available. I'd love to have. That might be the one if we fill out surveys again, which we do every year. I may just continually put that one in there. It'll probably never happen.
A chef.
It will never happen.
Never happen.
And if they ever got a chef, it's not going to be for us at 4 a.m. It's going to be for people
I would
in the
take
middle of
an
the
omelet as I'm walking out the door.
Oh, I would too.
That would be amazing.
What's in the ideal John Jansen omelet?
Oh, well.
Bacon.
Here he goes.
Sausage, ham.
Start talking about food.
Yeah. Onion.
No.
Not onion?
No, no. I like onion, but it would have to be a Vidalia onion, so it only have to be a summer omelet. Okay. But it would certainly have sausage, bacon, ham. I mean, we could go international and throw some Canadian bacon in there. But it and here's the sneaky one. And we were talking about this, actually, funny you bring this up. Last night, we had taco night. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about it at the baseball game last night. And taco meat in an omelet.
Really?
Is terrific.
I'd try it.
Yeah. Throw some hash browns in there. Not cubed potatoes, but just the shredded hash browns.
Like the straws, like the little, yeah shreds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about chorizo, John?
Chorizo? I'm fine with it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
248-539-9797. Work perks that you have or wish you had. Matt and Downriver, you're on 97.1.
Man, you guys are making me hungry.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I just wanted to say, man, work perks, being a teacher, having summers off, getting paid still. Like, I don't think it gets any better than that. Like, I'm on my way right now to my boys' basketball practice. We got practice this morning. And like I said, I'm getting got the whole summer off with my boys. I'm getting paid. That's the best work hack, if you ask me.
It's a great perk. There's no question about it. Have you ever had, before you had kids, were you a teacher before you had kids?
No, this is my first year, actually.
Oh, okay.
What grade do you teach?
I'm actually a para at a special needs center. So it's all over the place. I'm a gym para, so I get all the classes. So it's pretty fun.
That's cool. Yeah, summer's off would be huge.
Summer's off, you know, get to spend it with the family, hanging out. It's a pretty cool perk, man, if you ask me.
Get outside, go up north, go to the lake, kids sports.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Texter says, our best work perk every other Friday off.
Yes, long weekends.
Insert 4-day work weeks.
Oh, my gosh.
That would be a huge perk. And I'm curious now, too, because there's been this trend, there was the trend, obviously, during the pandemic to be working from home. Mm-hmm. It's not a trend. It was kind of a mandate.
Yeah.
but now, having had that experience, do you still have that ability to work from home? Because that is a huge work perk.
No commute time. Time is valuable. Money on gas, fuel, all of it.
Just comfortable what you're doing, kind of setting your own schedule.
Yeah, you got your own space.
Yeah.
I'm sure at home you'd have your own solo room.
Yes, you would.
I mean, multi-purpose.
It could be the whole house. As long as you don't have your Zoom on, right?
Yeah.
Could be.
Yeah, who is that guy for, was it CNN? Tubin. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. It became a verb. You're Tubin.
All right. It says, John, I show up at my workstation 6 a.m. and they're serving custom omelets. I don't know if he's being sarcastic or if he actually has that perk.
That would be awesome.
That would be great. Our sales team only has to show up 3 days a week, signed Jack and Coke Jerry. The Gen Z stuff is unreal. I heard the news yesterday and immediately thought, sure, because encouraging coworkers to bang won't create any issues around the office. Oh, boy. Work has a gym, basketball court, snacks, slushies, weekend parking, free prescriptions, perks, perks, perks.
Whoa, where do you work?
We can also bang.
It says post office. We get catering from different restaurants that donate. Home insurance for free is discounted because I'm an insurance agent. All kinds of stuff coming in.
Yeah. How about that auto insurance? Take a little discount on that.
That really perked up Dad Jansen. You said... free or discounted home insurance.
Yes, exactly. Yes. I'm like, wait a second here. Where's that? Where are you working there?
Coolest perks you have, perks you wish you had. It's 97.1.
Hey, it's hot. Not sure if you've been outside yet, but if you do, you're going to start sweating. You don't want to sweat inside, so don't wait. Whatever it is that you need, call the team at Mastercraft Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical. They take care of my house. They'll take care of yours as well. Upgrade your system now, and you can save up to $1,000. Call for details and schedule a free in-home estimate. You can also get same-day service, but you got to call before noon. So you've got about 3 hours and 15 minutes to make that happen. They'll be there same day. For more information, MastercraftHeating.com. That's MastercraftHeating.com.
That was a bomb off the bat of Riley Green. Dan Dickerson on the call. Tigers win. talking about work perks. It was in Heather's News, Gen Z, if they're going to go back to the office, there's certain things they want. Mm-hmm. We've asked you the best perks you guys have or the ones you wish you had at work, 248-539-9797. Ticket texters are not disappointing. My job would get me tickets to a lot of Michigan road games, signed Connor in Belleville. My employer let me gamble at work, signed Jackpot JMO. When I worked at Michigan, I could use the AD's car anytime, signed to Jeff Jackson. I love the creativity. What else we got here? Some more legit ones. I worked at a dealer the last 12 years, haven't had a car payment or car insurance in years.
Oh, wow. Oh,
that's nice.
That's a huge win.
Wife's a teacher. Not only do they get summers off, personal days, plus those breaks around the holidays, Christmas, Thanksgiving, winter break, federal holidays. Chad in a truck.
Yeah, a lot of teachers in my family, and I know when they, before kids, and I know even my dad and my mom, when we were younger, they would actually have summer jobs. Mm-hmm. My dad would teach summer band, and they would do other things in the summer to, you know,
yeah,
fill their time, as well as raise three boys.
What do you make of this one? I worked at a company where we got paw-ternity.
Yes.
A week
when
off.
You adopted a new pet?
Yes, for a new dog.
You got to be kidding me.
Yes.
You got to be kidding me.
I've heard of this.
Have you really?
Yes, I've never heard of this. I mean, probably in one of my news articles. I haven't heard of it actually happening in Michigan, but I, as soon as you said that, I knew what it was.
Well, John, a young dog, a little puppy. You got to.
Got
a
bond. Yeah.
Yeah. Establish some.
Yeah.
Got a house break it.
Yeah. It's like, you know, Gaylord's cat.
It was from Chris in Grass Lake who said, I kept fostering old dogs, used old dogs to get more time off.
Wow.
Loophole. I don't have to answer questions from the media at my job, signed Steve. No and no. We'll talk hockey coming up at 9:02. We'll be saying yes and yes, some real bold moves to kick off the Red Wings offseason now that the Stanley Cup is done.
When you were on the west side of the state,
yeah.
What were some of the, did you have any perks there at the station you were working at?
We were downtown.
Yeah.
But within, it was, I would say within the building, we didn't have what we have here with like a gym. And yeah. We didn't have a hoop, a basketball court at any point. The perk was you were just centrally located downtown. So you could go to, you know, bars and restaurants for lunch, stuff like that.
Yeah. What were some of the cool things that you, Heather, had when you were working the auto shows?
Oh my gosh. That was such a cool job.
Yeah.
I mean, part of it was the job, but you get, I mean, you were given an amazing wardrobe, a per diem to spend every day. They fly you around the country, put you up in nice hotel rooms. Like, the whole job was a perk.
It sounds like a badass job, yeah.
And then you work with all of people of your peers, and it was sweet. It's not sweet when you have a family, per se, but it
you're
was
gone
sweet
so much,
as a single
yeah.
person.
Yeah.
What about when you're working at the ballpark? I mean, the perk is you get to work at the ballpark.
Yes, and you get to interview and meet these amazing people. Like, Colin would have thought my job was a perk for him because he got to attend some of these really sweet events and meet a bunch of the players, interact with them in the clubhouse. Like, I mean, he'll never forget some of these things, just hanging out with Verlander's dad, talking to so-and-so. Like, it was just like he got to meet all of these players and people, and so he thought that job, he never wanted me to leave that job. It was a perk for him.
Any chance you go back to that? Yeah, now that the teams are good?
Yeah, right, exactly.
I mean, John, one of your perks is you got to interview Jim Harbaugh 3 times in one day.
Yeah, that was so much fun. That was so much fun.
I got to tell you, Heather at the ballpark, I loved Heather as a host down there. I ran into her a couple times when we went to games and we started working together. And it's like, when she's in that element, she was so good at that job.
Mm-hmm. I loved that job.
Yeah, and she made it a bump and shing dig.
I sure did. Every game.
I still love that line.
Hey, real quick. Last night, Stanley Cup ended, and you have Tkachuk already calling them a dynasty. Where do you stand on that?
They're on the verge. Still some work to do. I'm, in my opinion, now everybody can say what a dynasty is. I know that they've been in the Stanley Cup final 3 years in a row. They've won it the last two. To me, it's not about getting there. I mean, the Bills weren't a dynasty.
No.
They were there 4 times in a row at the Super Bowl, lost them all. You got to win it. And for me, it's you don't have to have a three-peat, but I do think a dynasty is over a certain period of time. For me, if you get 3 in the span of 5 years, that to me is a dynasty.
Yeah, like I don't consider the Bad Boy Pistons a dynasty. They went back to back.
No, again, I think that's the differentiator is three, but it doesn't have to be a three-peat. It could be 3 and 5 years.
Yeah, I think 3 and 5 years is perfectly acceptable for a dynasty. You know, I think like the Chiefs haven't won 3 in a row.
No.
But I would consider them a dynasty in the NFL right now, right? Mahomes has 3, and they do it like 5 years, give or take, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're not a dynasty yet, I think would be the key.
Yeah, but they're still set up to be able to do it.
I was going to say, they're going
to
be right in the mix, one of the betting favorites for next season. And they took a team that won the Cup the year before and got better. I mean, some of that is using that long-term IR loophole, but they added Brad Marchand and Seth Jones to a team that had already won the Stanley Cup. And their path to win the Cup, they beat 4 100-point teams to get it done. I mean, that team that won the Cup last night is going to be one of the all-time teams. And if they can keep 90% of that team together, they're going to be right back in the mix again next season.
How many more bites of the apple does Edmonton have?
It's a fun question, isn't it? Like, what happens? How many more cracks does McDavid get before the pressure to move on sets in?
When you are the best at what you do in your era, you would think that any team he's on is always going to be in the mix. But it takes more, obviously, than just him. And is he going to be patient enough there to want to be there for his entire career? Does he feel like, okay, I want to be loyal to this team. They've been loyal to me. They're going to pay me. Can I ultimately win a Stanley Cup here?
I think it's probably entering your mind right now. If you fall short 2 years in a row, I mean, wait out this Florida thing. I mean, he's going to get chances still. He's still a relatively young hockey player.
Sure, but that's what I mean. Like,
you start
thinking about your legacy, and his legacy is an amazing hockey player, maybe the best of his generation.
He is one of the 10 best hockey players of all time, and there will be a case for him to be one of the 3 to 4 best of all time when his career's over with, but he doesn't have a Stanley Cup. Among active athletes, the best without a championship is Connor McDavid, right?
Mm-hmm. I would think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's that'll be interesting to see how it plays itself out over the coming years. And I can't wait to hear about your wiser plan.
Yeah, the Steve Wiser plan. Wiser than what they've been doing. And Stevie, why not make these moves? We'll get to that after the update. Offseason's here for the Wings. Let's kick it off. It's 97.1.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.